Okay, roll call. Alderperson Sally Clark. Jim Long. Brad Ward. Kendall Miller. Dave Livingston. John Spotlow. And I'm here, Mayor Goddard. Okay, we have a quorum. Need to approve the minutes of March 24th. City Council and the committee meeting. Okay, all those in favor? Okay, anyone oppose? Clerk's report, she's not here, but everybody's got the economic interest paper they need to fill out. Has to be turned in by May 1st. Should be on your desk. Deb Brown's absent. Attorney Collins, not here yet. Engineer, no, Keith Plavik. Any public comments, petitions? Okay, finance, insurance, zoning, Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Nothing at this time to report.
Okay. Sewer, Alderman Livingston.
Nothing.
Streets and alleys, Alderman Long.
Nothing.
Okay, police and ESDA, Alderman Ward.
Denny has something. Christie, have anything also? Down below.
Yeah, it's just down below. I gave you the activity report. Right now, the Tanner has 10 days left for graduate academy. He's got the truck down at the ram down at the academy right now. I guess we have to probably squad cars now when we send people down there for a driving portion of that. So hopefully the truck doesn't break down while it's in Belleville. So that would be bad. But that's really about all I got.
Okay.
Denny?
Okay. First of all, the truck is going slow on getting everything on with the man. Due to problems, we can't take care of until just now. Anyway, I applied for a grant through Mid-America Bank to help with the cost of putting a new tower and stuff for the radios that's new going. So if we get that, it'd be awesome. We'll see what happens. The outdoor warning sirens. In order to get the grant, we had to come up, I had to go and get the exact location of all three sirens and send it to Raven Communications. They came up with two things, and they think the two siren one, a grant would cover more than it would the other one, because this one here has overkill. And if we put another one up like this one and put them on the north and south poles, and not Christmas, north and south, and put solar panels on them, you would not have to have no electricity. So that siren would go 4 to 6 weeks without any electricity. So if we had solar, there's you don't have to worry about it. But I think the two siren one is the way to go, because it covers more area. And it just, after I looked at it, I thought, how could that? And after I seen what this one covers, and we got two of those, yeah. So we're going to cut off one siren if we go with the two, but I need to know that when we get the grant started. But Reagan recommends the two.
And are we going to locate one at the firehouse, the one that's here?
The way they're located right now, they'll still be on the poles north and south.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to put them further, but you won't have to worry about power.
Okay. Yeah.
Just eliminate this one here.
Yeah, this one here will be put on the south pole, and we put a new one that we get with the grant on the north pole.
Okay, all right.
And it will cover, that siren will cover clear up to here and overlap with the one on the south side, and cover south of Lewiston, out past almost the Jim Dunnings Road, whatever road that is. It'll cover clear out to there, Deppler Springs or Green Bend Road, out past the daycare, so that's a plus. To get better coverage with just two of these like this. And it's going to be cheaper for us. So if you guys don't care, I'll go ahead and tell Reagan to see what the cost is for one more sign like this, and then we'll get a grant.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
Okay, I will tell him that.
Okay, good work,
and,
Danny.
And I want to tell you also that last year we had a total of 6 deployments out for bad weather. So far this year, we've done seven.
Sounds encouraging.
And we may have two more people applying.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Benny. All right, water, Alderman Miller?
I believe we're wanting to set up a meeting for this week.
Yeah, Thursday night, yeah, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Utilities, publications, buildings and grounds, Alderman Long?
Well, I've got several things on down the list, so we'll just wait till we get to them.
Okay. Tourism, Alderman Miller?
Spring Drive's coming up, May 2nd and 3rd, so y'all know what's going on, and if you can volunteer, we could always use volunteers. April 25th is, I believe, cleanup day for historical.
Yeah, that's the Saturday, yeah.
Whether you're a member or non-member, you're welcome to help.
Yeah.
And if you want to join, there's always use members. And the community garden is doing well. I went down and checked it. The onions are up, the radishes are up, lettuce is coming up, everything's just slowly coming up, so. We'll be planting again in May. Tomatoes, green beans, peppers, several of the plants and that, so if you can, if, you'll see it when it comes out, and I'll let you know again. But if you can come and help plant, we'd appreciate it. That's all I have under tourism.
Okay, thank you. TIF, Alderman Spotlow?
Nothing.
Okay, Citizens Committee, Amanda Sutton is not here. Christmas Committee, Kenny Hickey.
Well, we had our VFW fundraiser this past weekend, Saturday night. We've done pretty well with the tenderloins and the bake sales and a lot of sweets. If you like sweets, that was the place to be. That was the place to be tonight, because there's still sweets down there. I heard, anyway. But I think we made over $1,259, and somebody just gave me $10 when I was down there a while ago, so it keeps going up. So that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see everybody about December 5th.
Or before.
Okay, thanks, Kenny. Economic Development Committee, Aaron is not here, and I don't know of anything new right now either, so. Public Works, Evan is absent. Unfinished business. Discuss act upon floor cleaning quote. That would be Jimmy.
I called around, this is the only, and Cindy found this one, and this is the only one that Doug would know you had for it. So, and they told me that all we had to do was call them and let them know when to show up. So, bid, as you can see, $24.59.40. So, I move we accept this tidy internal carpet cleaning bid of $2,459.40. Building.
Second.
Okay, Alderman Sally Clark?
No.
Jimmy Long?
Yeah.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, and I know they had said that they would do the carpets, and then when we're all moved in, most of it, then they'll come do the tile.
That would be, I mean, down the line anyway.
Yeah, and they'll put at least two coats of wax on the tiles, what he told me, so. Okay, discuss act upon generator.
Yep, right here. And two bids. One was a Bram Electric in Eureka. It was $14,115. And the exact same program options generator from Midwest Equipment in Peoria was $13,611.95. So.
Both Generacs?
The one.
Yes.
Does theirs include sales tags?
The RAB one has 2 years of annual maintenance included. The other one does not.
Okay.
But the other one has a 10-year warranty, where the RAB only has a 7. You have to pay for the extra 3 years if you, $625.
Free extended Generac warranty, 10 years.
Whichever one you want, I don't care. If you want the extended warranty and service. They're supposed to be both the same, but I see that they're not.
Their 10-year frail coverage warranty is $625 under RAB.
Free 10-year extended.
The other one's 10 years for free.
Yeah.
According to their bid.
Do you know if, one thing I didn't ask for him when I talked to him, I know Midwest does the concrete pad.
I'm pretty sure the RAB sets whatever.
It says install precast.
It's an install generator on precast, so that, yeah, they're gonna bring one on there. Whichever one you want, I don't care. $625 for 10 years or free 10 years. Only $500 difference, so whichever package you want.
Well, your 2 years of annual maintenance is $259 a year.
That's where it comes from.
So that's where I think that's the difference in the cost then.
Yeah.
Because I just went through all that with ours, so.
They're pretty well identical. I'm not a big fan of Midwest service, I'll tell you that.
I don't know.
We dealt with the fire department, I don't.
I liked the guy that came down.
They might be different people now.
But it doesn't matter to me. RAB. And on the websites, they both seem comparable, but who knows? I think Midwest said they have several generators in this area, but RAB didn't mention any. Let's just go with RAB. Get the full meal deal.
Well, with my experience, I called Midwest because they were closest. And it was over a month before they even got back with me. And of course, I wasn't buying a generator from them either, so there you go.
I called once and answered and set up an appointment and he was on time. So that's all I knew.
This RAB, who had never, them people didn't know me from Jack either. I called them and told them my generator would not start and I had a problem with it. They were here the next day.
You guys talked to Wes or Shoemaker?
Make a motion.
Because all these electricians.
I make a motion to get the generator from RAB Electric.
That's curious.
Now, there's going to be a lead time as far as both of them said, month to maybe 6 weeks. And Yeah. They said $1,000. One of them did.
Yeah.
And then they will start the process. I'll second the motion. Is nobody else did?
Spot one did.
Okay, I didn't hear him.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear him.
But, and.
Okay, roll call.
I'll call them tomorrow, tell them they got accepted.
Okay.
Checks in the mail.
Okay, we'll let Natalie know here. Okay, roll call be Alderperson Sally Clark?
No.
Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Yes.
Kendall Miller?
Yes.
Dave Livingston?
Yes.
John Spotlow?
Yes.
Okay, next is new business. Discuss act upon the resolution to declare April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Lewistown.
I move to approve the resolution declaring April as Child Abuse Month.
Second.
Elaine Stone came, did you want to say anything?
Just very briefly, I wanted to thank you for recognizing that on behalf of the Lewistown Chamber of Commerce. If anybody noticed last week, little pinwheels in Porter Park, those are a signature of the Illinois mission campaign to draw awareness to child abuse during the month of April. Last Friday, some chamber members met up there with the two classes of the preschoolers from Lewistown Grade School, and they were very excited to help us with that project. So take a look at them when you go by. It's a sad fact that we have to have a month to recognize child abuse awareness, but each day in Illinois there are 222 charges of child abuse made. So there's a lot of agencies, law enforcement, parent groups, school advocates that work to decrease that, and of course to deal with the trauma that the children who are subjects or victims of that. So we appreciate you recognizing this for the month, and if you have a moment, take a minute to look at the pinwheels out in the park. So thank you very much.
I saw one of the little girls Saturday night, and she's like,
oh, did you?
And the mom's like, she told me you helped with the pinwheels.
The principal, Stephanie Rogers, was very excited about sending the kids out on a field trip to do that. So thank you.
That's great.
And thank you, Cindy, for being there with us. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Okay. That's passed. Okay, next. Discuss act upon street shutdown May 30th. For band outside the Rocket.
I move to approve street closing for May 30th for Rocket.
I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Okay. Next, discuss act upon shutting Washington Street down for Spring Drive Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Karen wanted all 3 days if she could, so she could get the food vendors and everybody set up. So up to you guys whether we should shut it down. 3 days.
And will they wait till like after courthouse hours Friday?
I don't know what she wants to do. Whatever we tell her.
Then on this side or just the other side?
They're going to be.
There'll be some on this side, but the bank can still get in and out.
They're going to be beside the National Bank.
Yeah. So it's the.
Not on this side too.
Okay. Yeah. There'll be some there, but I don't think till later. But that bank can still get in and out. There'll be one lane open.
Trial is supposed to start.
Oh, really?
In May 30?
The murder trial is supposed to start.
I thought that was last week.
No.
No, you got two trials.
When is this supposed to be?
May 3rd.
May 2nd.
May 1st. Yeah, that's right.
The first week of May is the trial. The first week is the murder trial. So.
This is just the weekend. So
they have like 600 jurors.
4 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was last
Friday. Friday would be the only day that it would be.
Friday would be the only day it'd be in effect because it'll go till 4 o'clock.
And I think the jury pool was something like.
It's 600.
Yeah, like 600 people.
Well, she does have to wait till 4 for her vendors to start coming in if they're on that street.
Yeah, just 4 o'clock Friday, she'd have to wait.
Because Friday's when, everybody sets up.
Because parking's going to be right there. Everywhere, both directions.
That's not good.
No.
Because they're going to be pulling all those trailers in.
Well, it's going to be a week long at least.
Picking the jury.
Well, the poor timing here.
Should park them at the fairgrounds and shut them.
Yeah.
They talked about that because they asked about the Nazarene Church's van to bring people in. So I don't know where they're going to park them, but there is contemplation that there'd be remote parking.
I don't know if they have it all completed yet, do they? Their whole entire plan? Because I mean, they're not going to hold 600 between here and even the...
No, and I don't know how they're going to stage it or what, but I mean, if we're talking... If we're talking Friday and you make it, you know, to be safe, 4:30 or 5, yeah, nobody's going to be affected by it. So, and Saturday and Sunday, nobody's going to be in the courthouse anyway.
Yeah. I know she was wanting all day because they set up Friday. But, so if, yeah, she does have to work it out.
I mean, there's no reason they couldn't park in parking spaces, but just not shut down the road. I mean,
They could leave half of it open and
what about just shutting down the parking spaces on whatever block you want to do so they don't get filled up?
Exactly. You shut down parking places.
Just shut down parking spaces on Friday.
People can still park and unload and do whatever and then
okay.
Not shut down the street and shut down the parking places.
Okay, so what block is just shut down then
Washington.
Just the street on Saturday or
East Washington.
Saturday. Yeah.
Friday and Saturday. The
courthouse?
All down.
I thought we were talking about National Bank.
It is National Bank.
Oh, it's
that street.
That side.
Okay.
Yeah, by National Bank that side.
So that's 100 East Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure that's in there.
So, okay. I'll just tell her that, yeah, we'll just block off. I mean, if you don't want her to, we can just wait and tell her. Anybody's going to park along there has to wait till 4.
Well, after 4 o'clock, it'll be...
After 4 o'clock, it won't be an issue.
It'll be able
to. Okay. Can we have the street shut down then on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
All
yeah,
of it?
Yeah.
We had to plan first.
Okay.
So
there's going to be a lot of activity at the courthouse.
We take precedence over what happens over there, so...
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Okay, so we got that figured out. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Discuss act upon MFT program 2026. And I thought George Merkel was going to be here, and I have no idea what it is. I guess it's just his resolution for maintenance.
It's
$135,000.
Just
yeah,
for Northfield
Tax. Yeah. This is supplemental, so I wonder if it was something they have and they've got more money in.
Yeah. Well, we passed one in.
Right.
Usually in January, so.
Yeah.
This is for the year from 1/1/26 till.
They probably got more tax in than what they
have.
I'm moving to approve the full motor fuel tax.
A second.
Okay.
2026-05.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, Oliver Sisai Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Now, discuss act upon revising PTO payout. I think, Jimmy, did you put this on here?
Evan has. You don't take vacation. And he's trying to take half a days. And right now our PTO is use it or lose it by the end of the year. I would like to see that change where we could. If they don't use it, we'll just write them a check because we own that money anyway. Whether they take the time off or not. FedEx changed it. Walmart had it. Most big corporations do it. You're punishing Evan because he's always here. He's too dedicated. He tried to take it. He told me that he had to take a half a day off every day until the end of the fiscal year to be able to use up all his time. And it hasn't worked for him. I mean, he'll try and leave at noon and be there till 2 o'clock. And if anybody, you know, if you got any questions or anything about it, but, or concerns, why? But I'd like to see that part of it changed where they, if you've got 2 weeks coming at the end of the year, write them a separate check. Don't put it on the payroll because you'll lose half of it.
It has to.
It has to go on the payroll.
Don't we have to rewrite the?
3303.
FedEx always just, if we wanted to sell a week of vacation, they would write a separate check.
Can't roll it over toward the retirement?
Well, that would be an option too.
You check with other communities what they're doing? Have you checked with other communities what they're doing?
No.
I think we have to rewrite something.
Yeah, we'll have to rewrite something.
Part of the problem here is, I'm not saying you got a good or bad idea at all, okay? Part of the problem is they all set and hold it clear till right at the end of the year in case they need it for something, which is kind of a good thought, okay? And so now, right here at the end of the year, we got to use it or lose it all of a sudden. Well, if they use some of it up throughout the year, this problem probably wouldn't exist.
Well, it would help relieve Evan's problem if we had more than 3 street workers or water.
Well,
the street.
Evan is probably the different case here.
Yes, because he's dedicated to the bone.
The rest of them are just, they're going to take the money.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Yep.
They're not even going to try to take any days off.
Well, as a management position, that you're going to spend more time on the job than what the rest of them are in first place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're 24 hours pretty much. Yeah. Everybody else has got a daily job, and so.
I don't know how many times you plan to take a day off, and something goes haywire that night or that
sometimes
morning.
That's the difference. I mean, it's just like Caterpillar. When I worked at Caterpillar in management, I had no set time. It was, I just got paid a salary, and that was it, no matter if I worked 10 hours a week or 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
And hourly is a little different. So I guess the determination is whether he's hourly or whether he's a management employee.
I don't know what the best way to do it, but my experience with both corporations I worked for, and they did write us separate checks. I don't know how they got around it.
I think this has been going on here for quite a while, for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. We had this discussion once before. I remember.
Yeah, because Evan never gets all his
shoes. Yeah, I remember.
I mean,
clear back that we had it before.
Yeah, the whole 5 years I was here, I don't think he ever used.
And there was never any way to really, with the way our budget system is, I don't know whether we can do that.
Well, didn't they used to pay out and it got messed up?
Yeah.
Years ago. Because somebody
January 28th of 2014 was when we passed the current PTO ordinance.
Yeah.
So it's been in effect 12 years.
That's not saying it can't be changed, but it's worth talking. But I would check with other communities and first in Havana and a few others and see how they handle the situation. Sometimes that helps, you know.
I think we need to table this.
They've been down the road the same as we have.
And like she said, even roll it over into the retirement.
Yeah, there are rules with that. You'd have to see what
there
I
are.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure you can just roll it over.
I don't
like
think
that.
You can.
There's a limit. I know there's a limit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's typically you have to offer them the choice.
Right.
You have to let the employee choose what they want to do with it.
And if you had a vacation payment or you had a in lieu of vacation payment and they decided to put that into IMRF, wouldn't that create more liability for the employer match portion or the employer contribution of that? So
yeah.
Then it wouldn't just be double dipping, it'd be triple dipping. And I'm not saying they're not entitled to it, I'm just saying we have to account for that.
Sure.
Yeah, because we'd have to figure out how to pay the city portion also, yeah.
Yeah, because it's on your final report. You would say this has how, I mean, I don't, that's how they do it over at the sheriff's office. This is how many hours you have. Mm-hmm. And then they report that, you report that
yeah,
separately.
Right, you have to report the hours.
But again,
yeah.
It is limited to number, but it does cost, because that's when they start doing all your end of year, this is how much you owe based on what you claimed.
Yeah.
The only one I'm familiar with is Mason District Hospital, and they allow you to go out up to a certain number of hours, so you can build, I think it's like 2 years worth of, they call it ETO, earned time off. And then after that, it stops accumulating. Like, you don't get any more, you use it or you lose it. So if we wanted to do a hybrid or some kind of expansion of what we currently have, we could consider that too.
It could be set as a limit of you can get a week and that's it, and nothing over, anything over there, you have to use it. But I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can do it.
Yeah. But
we'd have to rewrite our policy manual.
Sure.
What we have.
Yes.
But I would check, and I'd check around other communities and just find out.
See how CAN handles it.
How they do it.
I can find that out for
you.
I just.
And I don't have a problem giving them an extension. I hate to see them lose. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they earn
this time of year, like Dave says, this time of year is when they're kind of, they're out here trying to get all caught up.
Yeah.
And obviously, if they would take it in the middle of winter, but that's not the best time to see.
And I, all the other years, he just lost it.
You know, they had all last summer to take it too, and didn't.
Yeah.
Because they keep it in case something happens and I really need it.
Well, Evan's the only one that's right now. Everybody else is on their anniversary date.
Everybody else is using their time.
Yeah.
Evan's the only one.
Cindy's the only one that saves hers up.
He loses every year.
And then she takes off like 2 weeks in December.
And when we only got three guys. If Evan would disappear for 2 weeks vacation,
but everybody else uses theirs.
I don't.
Well, I think we just need to look into it a little bit further and see what our options are.
Yep. We'll do that.
Okay. Are you checking CAN?
I'm reading CAN's right now, yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know what I find out.
Okay. Yeah, and if anybody else wants to check into it too, see what they find out, come up with any ideas.
I'll ask Evan, who's a, he probably knows more people than Atlanta and Canton. Next time about Joe retired, I don't think next time I see Joe, I'd ask him.
We
just wanted to try and change it if we could.
Yeah.
One way or another. And one other thing, and wasn't on it, it's not on the agenda, but, and I know I think she talked to you about it. Jeanette was wanting to try and reserve two parking spots for her business on the square. And I said, that's not gonna happen.
No.
I got CAN's, it says, in CAN's code, it says vacation periods may not be accumulated and must be used during the fiscal year of the city, during which the entitlement therefore arises, unless otherwise expressly provided by the corporate authorities at a regular meeting and upon the request of the employee concerned. So they do allow for some kind of latitude based on council's consent. That doesn't sound like a must waiting to happen, but
yeah.
So they're the same mind as we are.
Okay. Well, I'll table it for now and then see if anybody comes up with any ideas. So, okay, discuss act upon consolidation of trash pickup. Joe Hitchcock called me. He's a municipal advocate. I think he had talked to Brad, he said.
Yeah, I know Joe outside. He called me and asked me if we'd be interested in a consolidated garbage pickup. I told him we've had that before. I know in the past
we've thrown it out there.
And he goes, well, if you're not interested, I said, I'm one person. I'm not telling you I'm not interested. I actually, if I could save on my garbage pickup, I don't care who picks it up. He threw out this because I told him, well, the problem is I don't like the billing part where we bill and we pay. And he said, well, you add on this $4 administrative fee to help you cover some of that time lost there. And he said, in theory, he was just throwing an example out there. Again, it'd be once they did it. He thought you could get it for about $21 per household. And then if you threw your $4 on, that'd be $25 is what you would bill. And then that would help you cover some of your, because it's going to be on the water bill, just like these. people that don't pay.
Yeah, and they'll be stuck with their trash bill.
So that's the only thing there that does offset quite a bit over time. He thought this could possibly include all the city garbage.
Yeah.
He even said possibly park district can be thrown in there, fire department.
Yeah. I mean, I just added ours up here. We pay, the city hall pays $558.71 a month.
Yeah, and he said
that would eliminate that bill.
And citywide cleanup, that could all be negotiated. That's included. Whatever you throw out there is how you want it.
So is this through Lunar?
It's not through Lunar. It's actually, this is a side company that does this.
He bids
fuel prices and everything.
The way he explained it, Lunar could put their bid in for it. Lunar could put their bid in for it if they want.
Yeah, he said he normally tries to get at least three bids.
Yeah. So it's three different companies.
If they want to do it, they can collect the money. I don't think the city should be a collector of...
And when we talked about that, I even said that. I said, I know that's one of the hiccups, was collecting the money.
Sure.
And he said, well, if you do that, it'll be more because obviously they want you to assume the administration.
What's this guy get out of this deal? He's just a great guy?
I'm just sure his company takes something. I did not ask him. I thought he'd be here. That's why I thought.
He gets, what was it, 1%?
10.
10%.
Yeah.
Of the contract.
Yeah.
And you know they're making money. I mean, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Cheaper than a personal injury attorney.
He consolidates fuel, gasoline, diesel for Pekin and Sayers of Light.
Yeah. He does a lot of different things.
He did Pekin Airport, their fuel, and of course, after the war started, he said some vendor there is probably real upset because they're paying, there's no window in that. Like if the price goes up, there's no surcharge fee.
Yeah,
so
they got to keep paying.
They've already saved the city of Pekin Airport. It's already saved more than their own.
And he does gasoline, diesel, propane, barrel different things.
But I assume this is just to see if we're interested. And
he just said he'd write up this little paper and see if they were even wanted, you know, him to check into anything else. Because I told him, I said, you know what, I've approached this a couple times already and they didn't want to do it. So, and he said, that's all right. He said, this is something new for me. And he said, I just help municipalities.
I think my garbage is $165 a quarter, I think, is what I pay through.
I know Natalie said hers is $55 a month now.
So that's what gets
mine. Like 30 something a month. I switched.
Mine is 180 through GFL. Yeah. So 180 every 3 months. So it's $60 a month.
There are opt-outs. He did tell me that there is a provision where like an individual could opt out, but I mean, I told him that.
I said they have to do it at the beginning, I guess. So I said, you know, we have these older, older people that, you know, take their garbage next door and they don't want to pay. And he said they can opt out at the beginning.
So
we have enough money. We have enough problem collecting water that's back due.
Yeah.
So
and this would be on their water bill, obviously.
Yeah, we're collecting for garbage.
Then we'd hear them holler.
We can't even collect water.
Well, I would think $25 is better than $55, right. But that's my point of view.
And his argument is, part of that is you would receive $40,000 of admin fees.
Yeah.
So that would
for the
cover
year.
A little bit of per year to help cover that.
Yeah.
But again, that he didn't bid this, so this isn't like, it's definitely $25.
Yeah. So do they pick up every single person that has a water bill? Does Nathan get his picked up at his house?
The households in the city.
See, and that's what I was wondering, because I remember when we talked to GFL before, they didn't do outside city limits. So I'm wondering,
are they going to do humble subdivision?
Residential base estimate.
I didn't ask him, because he took those figures from the 840 water.
Yeah.
It's in the contract. It's the population of approximately 2,041 people.
Yeah,
households, approximately 841 occupied households.
So that's the
active
household.
But it looks like you would break that down because the eligible curbside properties, multi-unit structures, you'd have to let them know what you have.
I know businesses aren't included.
Businesses are not included. They could make their own deal with somebody.
I can't remember if the schools were or not.
He said sometimes the schools are, sometimes they're not.
Okay.
And the churches.
So.
Of course you're going to put City Hall on it. You want the contract, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the cities would be picked up, that would be all included.
Yeah, that would be included.
Include the city, otherwise it wouldn't look very good.
Don't forget the city attorney's office.
Who?
But yeah, I don't care, he gets...
Yes.
Glad to meet you.
He reached out to me, I know him outside, I know him from law enforcement, he retired.
He said he worked under Bob Hamm when he worked for the city here. Police officer.
Been a while.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
So if you guys wanna think about it, if you want him to come talk, it's up to you.
I don't think we should act on it now.
Well, you wouldn't be acting on any, other than asking him to go further and...
And give you fuller details, but if you want him to come talk, we can do that, or I can call and tell him that, not interested, whatever.
Could it save people money? I'm paying 50 cents.
For 1 year. For 1 year.
Well, these are normally like 4-year contracts.
Yeah.
They do go up 3%, or there is a percentage that will go up probably, but you know what it is, you know what it is. You know what year 4 you'll be paying. But I know when we had the, before when they came in, it went up the next year, but it wasn't a gradual. Now, at year 4, when you start year 5 and start renegotiating, you probably ran out all your competitors. That's the only thing, that's what I told them.
I just, the biggest, like I said, the biggest problem I've always had is the simple fact is it's tacked on your water bill and the city becomes the administrator for the contract.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to get the money, and it's like, they never have, that's why we lost it last time with the recycling and left it up to people.
Because we never raised it.
If you wanna keep recycling people, if not...
Yeah, we did.
We were losing money.
Yeah, we did at the end because we never raised the bill.
I think it was like $2,000 or $3,000 behind. That's my only biggest problem.
I think this would be in a contract, they have to, they can't raise it on us or anything till the contract's up.
Right.
And I think if you went this way, it'd probably be something you wanna open up to comment night and let people in the community come and voice their opinion on it.
Voice their opinion on it.
Voice their opinion on it, because you're making a big change. Instead of just administrating that you're gonna do this and...
It's gonna be a double whammy too when the water bills go up after we fix this system.
The water bills are probably gonna go up anyway, not on garbage.
So we can table, have him come, or just... Not do anything.
Why are we allowing it to get...
Makes no difference to me.
Me either.
I just didn't wanna be the guy turning, when I talked to him and he thought I was like against it, I said, I'm not against it, 100% against it. I do, I don't like us paying the bill, but then when he kinda explained a little bit of that...
Last paid.
So I think...
I'm all for it, but honestly, you're saving every resident money.
Was there a reason he wasn't here tonight, do you know?
I don't know, I, because I asked him to talk to Cindy, because I didn't want...
Yeah, well, he talked, well, Jimmy happened to be here that day, he talked to us and he said, yeah, he would've came, he just said, I'll give you the paperwork, and then if they are partway interested, he said, I'll come to the next meeting and talk, yeah.
If you have more questions or think about questions.
And that was kinda, he just wanted to give you guys kind of an outline of what it was, so you can think about it, and then he would come answer all the questions and everything.
So gives you time to talk to people and see what people in the community...
And let the people know, you know, he's here, maybe. They could have questions.
So, okay, well, I can table it and then have him come to the next meeting, okay. That gives you time to think about it, and the citizens can decide if they wanna come.
Better get more room for that night.
Yeah.
Because all the contractors will be here.
Okay, and I know they came last time too, so...
Yeah.
And that's all right, I mean, that's what it's for.
I'd definitely like all of them to be able to bid it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because he's got down, you know, how much they make each, you know, the... And they're picking up the garbage, so... Okay, discuss act upon purchase of uniform and duty equipment for new hire that totals $3,500.
And these should probably be reversed.
They should be flipped.
G and H, just because of...
Oh, for hiring Grody for, okay. So, okay, discuss act upon hiring Brody Williams, and then we'll discuss the purchase.
Chief had a couple applicants.
We had two applications. Brad and I interviewed them. Brody already has the academy, so we wouldn't have to send him to the academy. I just talked to him today. He's open to a start date as soon as we give him a start date. That's kind of where we're at. So we kind of, Brad and I discussed it, and I think we're kind of wanting to offer him the job.
So are you putting him under no sort of time restriction since he didn't go to the academy then, or what are you doing?
Well, he'll still have to go through the FTO program, the FTO process, the field training. We'll still have to put him through that, and we'll see how he develops along. Typically, that's 12 weeks, but he could, if he does well, it could be sped up and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as employment.
He's not a lateral. He's not a lateral. He doesn't have the time to be a lateral. So he will start from zero as a brand new patrol officer.
Okay, not that either.
How long is it going to stay?
Like a 3-year.
Is there a set?
Oh, we could do the 2-year thing again and request him to stay for 2 years or try to get that in there.
Well, that was my question. What are you going to do?
Yeah, okay, well, he's wanting to stay. I mean, he's wanting to be a cop.
They're all wanting to stay when we hire him.
Has he ever worked here before?
More money. Yes, I understand that.
Has he ever worked here before?
No. Not that I know of. No, he's.
Okay.
Yeah.
He lives in Canton.
He lives in Canton. I mean, he just bought a house, and probably he lives on Main Street in Canton. So
he's not
finding something comparable here. He probably is not going to find a house like that.
He won't be going back to Canton PD either. So that's
sorry, I didn't ask a question. I'll make a motion. We hire
him. I'll second.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Yes.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swallow?
Aye. I don't get this much entertainment on TV.
Okay, now purchase the uniform and duty equipment for the new hire.
Up to $3,500.
Did you guys want him to get two bids on this or anything? Okay, I was just checking. We had to get two bids on $2,000 at the last meeting.
Are you being sarcastic?
Very much so, yes. If it's not coming across that way, I need to know so that I can correct my...
You did a great job of that.
Thank you. I was hoping it came across okay.
I make a motion and we do the new uniforms.
Is that pretty much immune to your... I know, that's okay. It just makes me feel good to say it.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you feel better. I'll sleep a lot better than I know, and you feel better.
Did anybody second that?
I did. Yeah, John did.
Okay.
I do have a list of the equipment, if you guys ever want to look at it, the uniforms and stuff.
I trust you.
And all that, so I don't think it'll be $3,500, but I wanted to give myself a little bit more, so.
That's fine.
As long as they don't include a membership, will be all right.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay. Okay. Alder Person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay. Got a new police officer and he's getting close. Okay. Presentation of bills. Need to approve bills. Okay. Alder Person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Did I ask? Oh, you come in late.
I did.
Did you have anything you wanted to say?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
I just saw that. No closed session. Okay. Adjournment?
I'm just going to have to wait till next time.
Okay.
I already turned it in.
I make a motion and we'll
I'll second it.
Adjourn.
Okay. Thanks everyone for coming.
Frank's case is